CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver temperatures reached a record low early this morning. Temperatures at Denver International Airport fell to 10 degrees Fahrenheit. The previous daily record of 15 degrees was set in 2020. National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Hyrus says the below-freezing weather should subside soon.
Maybe one last freeze Thursday night across the Denver area, and then we'll kind of continue to slowly warm up through the rest of the week.
A freeze warning is in effect for the Grand Junction area. Frost conditions will threaten newly planted spring crops. Nebraska lawmakers approved a bill that would let the state build a canal across its border with Colorado in order to divert water out of the South Platte River. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva has more.
Nebraska can build the canal due to a 1923 water-sharing agreement. This bill will now allow the Nebraska Department of Natural Resources to start building the $500 million canal, though so far only $50 million have been approved. Meanwhile, in Colorado, activists and officials are worried about Denver's growing water consumption. A spokesperson for Governor Jared Polis told the Associated Press the canal is being constructed in bad faith and called it, quote, a boondoggle. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Fire danger remains high across the Front Range this evening as dry conditions and high winds continue this week. Officials are reminding people to not burn or spark anything outdoors. A red flag warning for high fire danger around Colorado Springs expires at 8 tonight, but another warning for parts of the Front Range begin tomorrow at 11 a.m. In Denver, it's 36 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News at 6:06.